The first thing is to speak as the word of God. Second is to depend on the strength and the wisdom of God in whatever He tells you to do. And the third point, 1 Peter, it's all here in 1 Peter 4:11. The purpose of it all, the ultimate purpose, is that God should be glorified. So that it's not that you get the glory, oh, what a wonderful preacher. But people should go away saying, wow, the Lord spoke to me today in the meeting. And He spoke something to my heart, which is, I'm going to change in my life. I'm going to take that seriously. That's what we want. Let them forget your name. Let them not know even who you are. But God must be glorified through Jesus Christ. So, like it says in, there's a little expression that sums it all up in one verse in Romans chapter 11. Exactly what we read in 1 Peter 4. It says in Romans 11 in verse 36, the last verse. Romans 11:36. From God, through God, and to God are all things. And we can say of an eternal nature. All things of an eternal nature originate in God, are fulfilled through God's power, and end up for God's glory. From God, through God, to God. That's how the tabernacle was built. God gave the plan. He gave those people the power. Bezalel and Aholiab were the first people mentioned as filled with the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament. And they built the tabernacle, and the glory of God came upon it. From God, through God, and to God. The opposite of that is what we see in what we call Babylon. Babylon is false Christianity. And the origin of Babylon is way back in the Tower of Babel, where it was from man, through man, to man. They had an idea, let's build a tower. And they said, we'll do it in our strength, we'll gather bricks and build it. And at the end of it they said, we will make us a name. From man, through man, to man. And Nebuchadnezzar continued in that spirit. In Daniel, we read in Daniel in chapter 4, when Nebuchadnezzar stood on the roof of his royal palace, and he looked out at everything he had built. Daniel chapter 4, verse 29, he stood on the roof of his royal palace. And you see here, from man, through man, to man, same spirit. Verse 30, isn't this Babylon the great, which I built from man, by the might of my power, through man, and for my glory, the glory of my majesty, to man. Babylon is from man, through man, to man, till the very end. It's the opposite of from God, through God, and to God. And I want to say to you, the full gospel is that which leads you to a life of dependence on the tree of life, where everything you do will be from God, and it'll be through God's power, and it'll be to God's glory. Keep this principle in your mind in everything. Whenever you're taking a decision, when you're preparing a sermon, Lord, I want it to be from you, through you, and to you. I notice in the Bible that Jesus very often prayed after he ministered. Most of us pray before we go to some important meeting. But Jesus prayed after He finished the service. I want you to turn with me to Luke's Gospel. In Luke's Gospel, we read there were times when He went out into a night and spent a whole night in prayer. Let's look at that verse. Luke 6, verse 12. He prayed a whole night. There's only one time it says He prayed a whole night. That's because He was listening. He wasn't talking that time. He was listening. Father, who are the ones I should choose as my disciples? And in the morning He got it. It became clear. And He chose His 12 disciples. Sometimes He did it like that. But here's another example where He prayed after His ministry. There's a place where He prayed before He had to take an important decision. Now I'll show you a place where He prayed after His ministry. Luke 5, verse 15. Previous chapter. News about Him was spreading even further, and large crowds were gathering to hear Him, to be healed of their sicknesses. And what did Jesus do after that? He would slip away into the wilderness and pray after he had healed so many sick people. Why was that? So that what came from God and through God, he would offer it back up to his Father and say, Father, all that glory that came through people being healed, I offer it back to you. I will not touch it. Do you do that? When you have prayed for God to do something for you or through you and he's done it, do you go back to God and say, thank you, Lord, I offer it back to you? When you pray before a journey, Lord, protect us on this trip, do you pray after the journey? Thank you, Lord, for bringing us safely. You pray before a sermon or you do some ministry, Lord, give me anointing for this. You go back after the ministry and say, Lord, I offer that back to you. A lot of people were blessed and they came and thanked me and there was a lot of glory there. Lord, I don't want to touch that. Boy, the number of times God's convicted me in early years where he said, you didn't give the glory back to me. I said, Lord, have mercy on me. It wasn't conscious. Of course, I knew consciously I would give it. But unconsciously, I just forgot about going back to God after the meeting and saying, Lord, that's yours. And I would discover it when I lost the anointing somewhere. And I said, Lord, I know what happened. Forgive me. And I'd go back in repentance and say, Lord, I offer it back to you. My dear brothers and sisters, I'm telling you from my own failures. Learn from the failures of others. Always seek to hear what God has to say to you. And then when God says something to you and you have to share it with others, even if it's a single word, you know, but a correction or rebuke or encouragement, say, Lord, let me do it in your power. And when some good is accomplished, I'll give you the glory. I won't touch it. You know, there are many things God will give us. He'll give us his power. He'll give us his love in our hearts. He'll give us many material blessings. He'll give us many spiritual blessings. He'll give us the fullness of the Holy Spirit. But there's one thing God says, I will never give you. Isaiah 42 and verse 8. There's one thing God has said, he will never give. Remember this. Isaiah 42 and verse 8. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory I will never give to another. He will never give his glory to anyone. Don't touch it. You will destroy yourself. If you take credit for anything God does, give the glory back to God. Humble yourself and think that God did it in spite of you, not because of you. We have so many limitations. For many times people have asked me, Brother Zach, why don't you write a book on bringing up children? Because you brought up your four sons well. I said, no, it was all of God. In fact, most of the work was done by my wife, but she wouldn't write that book either. Because it was God. We prayed and said, Lord, we made so many mistakes, but please forgive us and please have mercy on our children. It was prayer and it was God who made them what they are. And I said, if I do write a book, it'll be the mistakes I made as a father. That's what I'll write. I dare not touch the glory of God in anything. I dare not touch it in any area. I have publicly said, I have never planted even one church in my life. The Lord planted them all. And he asked me to go and water a plant that he planted. If I planted it, it'll be destroyed one day. Don't boast about a sermon you preached or a church you planted. Let me show you what Jesus said in Matthew 15. The words in Scripture teach me to live in the fear of God. Jesus said in Matthew 15, very serious words. Matthew 15, please remember this verse, verse 13. Matthew 15, verse 13. Every plant which my heavenly Father did not plant will be uprooted and destroyed. Every church which you planted, brother, will be destroyed. The ones which God planted will remain. I don't want to plant a church, and I've never done it. You may not believe it, but I'm telling you the truth because I know the history of every one of the CFC churches and I know how they came up. The Lord asked me to water it. Or I happened to be there, but it was God who planted it and made it grow. And I believe that principle is the same with every sermon I've preached in all these 55 years. God's given me the grace and words to speak, and I cannot take the credit for it. If any result has come, it's His work. Every plant which my heavenly Father did not plant will be uprooted one day. Most of Christendom does not understand this, and that's why they are so deaf to the way God wants His church to be built.